Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. Crews battled a five-alarm warehouse fire in Tacony. Thick, dark smoke poured out into the air, and officials were urging people nearby to leave their windows closed as a precaution. KYW's Tim Jimenez has more from the scene.
It was close to 4 o'clock in the morning when crews rushed over to this industrial area off New State Road and Longshore Avenue. Heavy, black smoke was coming from a warehouse right by the Delaware River. Those driving on I-95 could also see the dark plumes. Deputy Fire Commissioner Carl Randolph says there were cars, tires, auto parts, and other material inside the building. They called for five alarms, so 60 fire trucks and 175 first responders got here, and they even got some boats in the Delaware.
Three marine units operating in the river who are relaying water from that Charlie side, the back side of the building.
The fire was contained to the building, and it took crews about 4.5 hours to get the situation under control. No one was hurt, and the cause of the fire is under investigation. In Tacony, Tim Jimenez, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
The Philadelphia Teachers Union and the School District of Philadelphia have reached a tentative contract agreement. KYW education reporter Mike DiNardo was live with us earlier this morning.
You'll recall the PFT took a strike authorization vote back in June, but the entire contract agreement came together in the last day or so. PFT President Art Steinberg says he will recommend this deal to his members.
There's something for everybody. We generally bargain for the good of the entire group, but there are things for individual constituencies that they've been asking for.
No specific contract terms have been released yet. Ratification by the rank and file is still being set up. The teachers were seeking raises and paid parental leave. But Mayor Parker here at Steele Elementary in Nicetown, speaking to reporters, said she was satisfied.
With this agreement, they did the best they could with what they had because our young people and families deserve it.
Again, the ratification has not been set up, but teachers and parents and students here are starting the school year without having to worry about a teacher strike.
Well, if you rely on SEPTA, the wait for your bus was probably a lot longer this morning, if your bus is still running at all. Massive service cuts went into effect over the weekend. KYW's Justin Udo reports from 69th Street Station.
The SEPTA service cuts may be in place, but the commute continues for people going to work in school or who need SEPTA to get from point A to point B. You can see those effects of the cuts firsthand here at the 69th Street Transportation Center, which serves around 35,000 riders a day. Tian Tran, who lives in West Philadelphia, is one of those riders affected.
I had to get out around like 6 a.m.
She says her change in pickup time to use the 21 and 113 bus routes stretches her commute from West Philadelphia to take care of a friend from 1 to 2 hours.
I have to wake up like 30 minutes early to catch the bus. I have to check the SEPTA app, like, to make sure I get the correct time. I hope it will improve so that, you know, like, I don't have to wait longer time to catch the bus.
Transit agency officials say more cuts and higher fares are on their way if they do not get the money they need from the state. At the 69th Street Transportation Center in Upper Darby, I'm Justin Udo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Prosecutors have dropped the charges against the Philadelphia man who left his gun unattended. A 5-year-old found it, fired it, and injured himself. Gun safety advocates are urging lawmakers to pass a secure storage law. KYW crime and justice reporter Kristen Johansson has more.
Nasir Baskerville faced reckless endangerment, tampering with evidence, and a weapons offense after a 5-year-old got a hold of his gun and fired it. A spokesperson for the district attorney's office says the child's family refused to testify, so prosecutors dropped the charges. In the last 3 years, more than a dozen kids have gotten their hands on firearms in Philadelphia. Some have been deadly, including the case of a 2-year-old who was killed by her teenage cousin with special needs in their grandmother's home. The 54-year-old woman was sentenced to nearly 2 years in prison.
Children are curious and they don't know what consequences will happen.
Adam Garber is with Ceasefire PA, an advocacy group working to end gun violence, and says they want a secure storage law passed in Pennsylvania.
A policy requiring that, which will require a consequence, is an effective tool to create that kind of life-saving change.
Garber says there is currently a bill working its its way through the state legislature and would criminally charge those who do not lock up their guns.
Ultimately, I think it's about that societal change that that policy can also induce.
Kristen Johansson, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Meet the next generation of vehicles. Check out the Honda Prologue, Accord Hybrid, or Civic Hybrid. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 0.99% APR on a 2025 Prologue, a 2.99% APR on a 2025 Accord Hybrid, or a 4.99% APR on a 2025 Civic Hybrid. Hurry into your Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details. Exclude Civic Si and Type R.